Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everybody, hey, your career engineer right here. Don't get anxious, get prepared, and welcome to one of our content days. We're doing this a different day because we are honoring a national holiday today. But anyway, welcome to the show. And today we're gonna cover several things today. Actually, we're gonna talk about how to tech up your career. That's the really big deal, how to tech up your career. And we wanna share this now so that many of you can get ready to do the things you need to do to make sure that you are ready to rock and roll in the tech space. So yeah, here's what I'm talking about right here. See, boom. Tech up your career, your life, and your business. So this is what we're going to talk about today. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back. And when I say I'm going to be right back, like it's like this, like check it out. It's going to be like in 5, 4, 3, 2. See, I tell you, I love pushing those buttons. I guess you guys can tell that, right? It's just all kind of good stuff. So, but again, I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious, get prepared, and welcome to our broadcast. So here's what we're going to be talking about. Definitely want to get into our topic today, which is, again, it's about teching up. And we know that it's important for everyone to take their skill level up in their career, life, and business. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're a career person, you're someone that just wants to have life more abundantly, these tips will really help you out. So, but prior to me getting into that right now, right, let me just share with you a quick how to find us and who we are. As you can see, TCE Now, you can go right there today. You can find all of our social platforms, our Instagram, our Twitter, everything. You can find me everywhere as your career engineer, and make sure you do that. But one big thing I want to make sure you do, don't miss our newsletter. It's loaded with over 200,000 job leads. There's business intel for you to grow your business right now. Period. All right. So be a part of it. Subscribe. You'll get a free gift. Of course, you can always unsubscribe, but why would you want to? It's some good stuff that's coming out now once a week. And make sure you join us every Thursday, 12 noon East Coast time, for our live call-in radio show. You really want to be a part of that. It's really cool. I have a lot of time, good time with that. And you guys can call in and chat with me. All right, let's talk about where we are right now. I'm talking about, you know, taking up the career, what we want you all to do. So there's six things. So I'm going to try to hit these in a relatively fast way, but I want to make sure you get them. One thing that we really need folks to do is, as you know, COVID has revealed much, and the career space has taught us some things too, and we need to tech up. Some of us being home was forced to gear up, but there's some low tech stuff you can do to make you more visible and valuable. And of course, there's some higher tech things you can do. So I've given about three of each. So one of the first things that we have sitting on our phones and our homes is your virtual assistant. Everyone has one. We just don't know. I've heard people say, well, I need somebody to help me remind me of my appointments, or to remind me that this project is due, or to send this report, or to order pizza. You have her. She's right there in your house, her or him. Google Assist, Alexa, your phone. That is your virtual assistant. Learn to command your phone, your business phone, your business calendar, your career phone, your career, whatever. This is a great tool. It's a mini computer that's sitting like right here in your hand. And if you have the devices in your home, it can do so much. I use it all. I mean, it is my secretary. I love it. So get used to it. Learn all of the things it can do. Be aware of what it can't do, but incorporate it into your daily thing. You know, when I was a little kid, I'll never forget, some of my ancestors would say, girl, you got your heads in the clouds. Like, you need to just come back to earth. But guess what? Cloud power is it. It's a good thing to have your head in the clouds, right? Right now. You got to understand that everything isn't on your computer sitting on that desk. You don't have to have your documents or any of your stuff right here. You've got to be fluent to know when's a good time for a standalone, okay? And how the cloud works. I mean, come on, Google Drive, iCloud, most services now, is everything is out there, so you can be mobile and you don't have to be in one place. I mean, Zoom, I mean, come on. You know, it's not about being at a place, it's about engaging in that space. So yeah, heads in the cloud, that's a good thing. So if you're not great on this skill, how to operate in the cloud environment, I'm not talking about designing it. I'm talking about using it, you know, there's the intranet and all those things that's involved with not being everything. Oh, I'm going to load up Word on my computer. You got to load up Word. What are you talking about, right? So anyway, know about cloud power. Head in the cloud is what's up. One thing that I just really think this was important, and knowing how to use digital transactions, they're here to stay. They're not going anywhere. I found this very interesting when we did our summit recently. And yeah, people are Amazon orders, but ordering from Amazon, of course, you've got your PayPal and your Cash Apps and all of this, but even commerce for business, right? Most states are using, if you are, like I'm a SWAM certified business, so you can have your funds electronically dispensed and all kind of things like that. If you're not used to that, you just want the paper check. Now, listen, I understand there's some value in the paper check. Old school is great if the grid goes down, but you've got to understand the processes. And I was so surprised that Uber Eats, which is something we did in our summit, we had lunch. We had a great lunch and we used a virtual lunch using Uber Eats. How many people didn't know what to do with that? I mean, these are folks with master's degrees. These are folks who are professional, but hey, they don't do that. They get their young person to do it for them, right? Their younger person to do it for them. So to download the app and how to do the transactions and what to do is, I mean, it was really a learning experience. So get with it. Learn that the digital transactions are here in your career life business. You might have to be the one to use this. So it is a skill, right? It is a skill. Something else very important, and this is a it's low tech, high tech, depending on how you want to look at it, making good decisions, solving complex problems, also being creative with solving complex problems. Right now, as I'm talking to you, the computers can't do this, okay? Not really, not the way the human brain can, okay? Decision making is showing leadership, but being creative and complex problem solving. Okay. I mean, really knowing how to think things through, begin, all the ways. What's if I do, remember my if this, then that kind of thing. You're using complex problem solving, looking at big picture, looking at the micro picture, being able to take all things in account. If you're able to do that, you're great. You're in demand because a lot of folks are not able to do deep dish thinking. And if you've got it and can solve some complex problems, you are in a demand. You are in demand. Another part I saw, of course, with the kind of with my digital transactions is marketing. Everything is about marketing. In case you missed that, everything is about marketing. You've got to know the tools in the digital marketing space, how to use them. Of course, there's social media. Of course, there's content. I mean, content is king, but I think someone told me, I think I read, if content is king, then SEO is emperor or something, right? Understanding search engine optimization and keywords. And you don't have to be the scientist behind it, but you've got to be able at least to understand how to use it when you're writing marketing content. And of course, the UX, the user experience. And I find this really interesting as a social worker major. I've always been concerned about the UX and everything, right? The end user experience, the ease of using, how it looks, how it feels, how, I mean, I call that human engineering, but I digress. But yeah, UX, understanding some principles of that so you can use it in your daily business, career, or life space, right? So digital marketing, if you're not schooled on it, you can get into it. It's really easy to do. And one of the big ones, which is a big one, now I am not expecting everyone to be a data scientist or be a do analytics like as the job, but if you are able to do that, they are so in demand on a global scale. We don't have enough of them, okay? So whenever there's a huge demand and low supply, that's job security, business security, okay? So learn, if you can, there are schools now and there are certificate programs and things of that nature, but even if you're not the scientist, understand data and its impact and how to interpret it and how to source it and how to vet it and all and how to use it to make those complex decisions, okay? So there you go. These are the things that will help you to tech up your career. I mean, I'm telling you, if you get those skills, watch this again, see what's about, you can up the ante to be more valuable, increase your visibility, and of course, to increase your bottom line, right? That's what it's all about. So again, I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a fantastic week. And remember, don't get anxious. Always be prepared. Have a blessed one.
Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious. Get prepared.